Hello and good evening from Paul O'Mahony in Cork. This is the second part of the story of my effort to buy an iPad tomorrow. Tomorrow is the release day for the iPad in Cork and it will go on sale, and I'm trying to gather myself to be able to buy it. Now, the first part of the story left off where I was having a customer service disaster with O2 as I tried to get through to them. 5 hours ago, I tweeted that, and in the meanwhile, I had I had three other experiences of a customer service disaster with O2, when on three different occasions I rang and got a recorded message telling me that the delay that would be in excess of 5 minutes to get through to a human. So this was so unacceptable that I wasn't even prepared to wait another second. I did eventually get through to O2, and when I got through to them, they were absolutely superb. And the member of staff that I spoke to was able to explain to me that I could walk in tomorrow into their O2 store and buy myself for the sum of 10 euros a SIM card. This would be a special SIM card, different from the type of SIM card I have in my iPhone. But it would cost me 10 euros and I'd be able to put it straight into the iPhone. That would cost me 10 euros. There would be an additional charge then of 20 euros to put credit on the SIM card. And for 20 euros, I would get 30 days credit. That would enable me to carry on using the iPad, full connectivity, everything I'd want, and I would be able to use it up until the point where I used up 5 gigabytes of data. Now, I'm not quite sure if this means 5 up. Well, it probably does mean a total of 5 up and 5 down. But I then asked the O2 person to check how much I was using on my existing iPhone. And last month, I used 750 megabytes. So I'm one hell of a long way short of the 5 gigs that I'm going to get to use on the iPad. That was all sounded very good to me because it sounded nice and simple. You just pay a bit of money. I don't have to think about a contract. I'm not tied into anything. And in the first 30 days, I can have decided if there's another option other than paying cash up front, then I'll go for that if it's attractive. But then it turns out that there's an activation process to be gone through. As soon as I buy all this kit and get it loaded into the iPad, I then ring up O2 and go through an activation process. This, I must admit, filled me with complete dread, because the idea that I would have the iPad in my hand, that I'd have the SIM in there, and I would then have to ring up and be told on the phone that the customer service people were more than 5 minutes away from me, just fills me with complete... Anyway, that's probably enough about that. But what I am and glad about is that I got through this evening at, after 8 o'clock or something like that in the evening. I got through immediately. So when I can get through to O2, they're wonderful. I just have to avoid trying to get through to them when other people are trying to get through to them. So that's it. I now have a situation tomorrow morning where I need to be down there for their opening at 8:30. I shall bring my child with me, my not yet 5, Omani Tot, she's known as, and my girl and I will go down and we will try to buy the iPad, and I'll fill you in on more details when I get through to you then. Oh, one other little thing to say is that I... had connected with this in the background. There is an application called Flip. I need to look it up and not make a mistake. The particular application that I'm keen to see how it runs on the iPhone, on the iPad, is called Flipboard. And that, for me, in my head at the moment, is the killer application. So any of you who are interested to find out how Flipboard went, EPLIPBOARD. Today was the first day of its launch to the public, and it was so phenomenally attractive to customers that the system crashed. There were just too many demands, and this new product crashed. And there's a whole story on the internet if you want to follow up to know what happened to Flipboard today. But I'll fill you in more of the practical details of how to buy an iPad in Ireland tomorrow. Good night from Paul O'Mahony.